Good evening, gentle listeners. Tomorrow marks both Easter Monday, when Christians mark the end of our commemoration of the Passion, Death and Resurrection of Jesus Christ, and Anzac Day, when Australians and New Zealanders of all faiths, or none whatsoever, reflect on a squalid military misadventure where there was much passion and death but no resurrection at all. But the event that caught my attention this week was the death of British actress Elizabeth Sladen at the age of 63 after a long and very private struggle with cancer. She's best known to fans of science fiction and classic British television as Sarah Jane Smith, arguably the best known of the title character's many companions on Doctor Who. She first appeared on the show in 1973 when I was 8 months old, and died this year during production of a fifth series of her own spin-off. Now I can hear rolling eyes out there and mutterings of, isn't it a little early for your second childhood, mate? Well, let me retort in my best Stephen Fry-ish tones, what a load of tosh. I don't want to pretend I slipped out of a womb with a copy of a female eunuch clutched in one fist and waving a burning bra in the other. But I've always liked kick-butt women who are no man's fool and certainly no man's victim. Genre fiction, for better and for worse, is a mirror held up to the time and place it's created in. And in the 70s, you really didn't have a great range of female role models if you were a baby geek. With a handful of exceptions, a woman's work was to answer the space phones, make cow eyes at the male hero while screaming and fainting a lot, or menacing everyone with your sinister and barely covered alien torpedo boobs. Sarah Jane Smith was a breath of fresh air. She was a journalist who wasn't marking time until some man came along to put a ring on it, and she was just as likely to tell the hero to go make his own damn coffee. It wasn't perfect by any means. Sladen herself was later candid that she had a lot of arguments with the producers and writers not to be stuck in the damsel in distress box, and she didn't always win. But she won often enough to make this baby geek fall in love. She left the show after 4 seasons, rather controversially being literally left on the side of a road, and eventually Doctor Who went off the air in 1988 to be revived in 2005. When Sarah Jane returned, she was still a single working woman who had a bone to pick with the Doctor for very good reasons. Her return was well received enough that Sladen had a spin-off built around her on the BBC's children-focused CBBC channel. Sarah Jane mentored a group of children, including her adopted son, and faced more alien menaces than you could shake a sonic screwdriver at, still without husband, wedding ring or a facelift. Sladen, and the character she so memorably embodied for over 40 years, didn't fight any wars or rise from the dead, but the next time you see a complex, genuinely strong woman on television, from Ellen Ripley to New Zealand-owned Cheryl West, remember, it didn't just happen by magic. And I sure look forward to introducing the next generation of geek girls to Sarah Jane, my favourite companion.